AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Up an inch of rain in the forecast for South Carolina, but officials don't think the additional rain will add to the flooding that has wrecked much of the state. A contractor is beginning work on a washed-out foundations of 18 small bridges that cross rivers and streams along a closed 13-mile stretch of I-95. Police are also looking for a driver who hit a state guardsman who was directing traffic in Richland County, that's near Columbia.
He sustained a broken wrist and some other injuries that he has since been released from the hospital.
County Sheriff Leon Lott says the driver faces an attempted murder charge. With House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy backing out of the race to replace John Boehner as Speaker of the House, Wisconsin Congressman Paul Ryan's name is being mentioned. Utah's Jason Chaffetz.
If Paul Ryan gets in the race, I'm a huge fan of Paul Ryan. I would support Paul Ryan. I hope that he would do it.
New York's Peter King says Ryan would be backed by most, if not all, the House GOP members.
If Paul decided to run, he would be elected probably unanimously, as close to unanimous as you could be.
John Boehner is staying put for now, possibly improving the chances for a debt limit increase by early next month. Multi-million-dollar U.S. plan to train and arm a new Syrian rebel forces failed after attracting only a handful of trainees. Sagar Magani with more.
The current program of identifying and training Syrian rebels has largely been a failure.
We've had some significant challenges,
including trainees walking away from the fight and a commander giving U.S.-provided equipment to militants. So Pentagon Policy Chief Christine Warmoth says the focus now is on arming and backing rebel groups who've had some success against the militants.
We have, I think, pretty high confidence in them already.
Warmoth says the goal is to make them even more effective in combination with U.S. airstrikes. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
This is AP Radio News. Northern Arizona University Delta Chi fraternity held a candlelight ceremony to honor victims of yesterday's shooting. Arizona Republic reports donations were collected in memory of Colin Bro, who was killed, and three wounded students. 20 years after the first Million Man March, an anniversary gathering being held today in Washington, Nation of Islam leader Louis Farrakhan calls it the Justice or Else March. Federal judge has blocked an Obama administration rule to put the EPA in charge of thousands of small streams, wetlands, and other waterways. Carlotta Bradley tells us more.
A U.S. district judge in North Dakota had halted the rule's implementation in 13 central and western states before it took effect in August. Now a panel of the 6th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Cincinnati has put the regulations on hold nationwide until the court decides whether it has jurisdiction to consider lawsuits against them.
The courts have ruled that the ruling, they're waiting in four lawsuits in that ruling. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.